Adam, I was kind of dreading the interview at the end of this game for a long spell in that second half, but at the end of the day, what a turnaround, an important result, and, you know, what do you put it down to over the course of 90 minutes?
First of all, I'd like to say, obviously delighted to get off the mark in terms of wins. I think that's about it in that. I thought we started, you know, the game were a bit topsy-turvy at the start, then we got a real good foothold in the game and looked comfortable. We talk all the time about this league, if you take your foot off the gas and you'll get punished. For crept in a little bit of sloppiness, whether that's, I don't know. I don't think it's you know, you can really put a thing on it where it's, you say it's tired legs, or I don't buy that at all. And I saw some things, like I said, that really, really disappointed me. And to be honest, the whole match disappointed me, to be honest, really, really badly. Like I said, having said that, character, attitude, which I've said from day one, we've got that in abundance. I'd just like us to be a bit more cleverer and smarter. And when the tide turns in games, can we manage it better, and can we stem the flow at times? And I thought we were very, very poor at that today, really poor. Individual mistakes again, which disappoint me. People have to now start taking ownership of that and not making them, because it breeds, it goes across the team. And I've always sort of said in football, the good players, they make one mistake, somebody else doesn't make a second. And I thought at times we're making a mistake and somebody else would make a mistake after, and that can't happen. As you know, at this level you get punished. And I thought we looked really dangerous from set pieces, which is a big positive. I thought we haven't been. We've worked hard on that, and we have to build on that and take positives out of the game in that sense. But also we have to really, really knuckle down and stop the things that has disappointed us as a group.
Such a disappointing half-time scoreline after dominating for the first set of periods, and then just a period of 2 minutes and suddenly we're 2-1 behind. It must have been a tough team talk at the break.
That happens in football. This is what I say to that, and I thought it affected us too much. And yeah, it does. You get low blows when you in, and I thought, to be honest, we deserved that. To concede two goals and that's where I'm looking for some of the lads to stem that and stop it on the field of play, make a decision right at the right time, and we didn't, and like I say, it cost us. Maybe it's a learning curve for us as a group, that if you do that and you take, not take your foot off your gas, I don't think they took their foot off the gas. I think it was just decision making at the wrong times. And whether that's through, we thought we were in control of the game, and I just think at this level, you can, if you're not ruthless, you're never in control of a game unless you make sure you are. And we didn't do that very well at all today.
The biggest mystery of the game for us all is who scored the last goal. It was a right old scramble, and it was a mystery to us of us in the press box.
It matters, it's gone in, but there were a couple of occasions they cleared off the line, and then I think keeper blocked, somebody else blocked, but there's a thing of the group that we didn't get disappointed in that occasion. We carried on going, and eventually, I don't know, I don't know whether it's an own goal or one of our lads scores. I'm sure one of our lads will claim it, but it, that there, where you keep going at it and keep going at it, it could have quite easily, the first one and second one, you get too disappointed, and then sort of you have a bit of a sigh, oh, it's not gone in. And but we stuck to it and made sure it went over the line, and obviously to get the first 3 points, and we've picked other points up. You know, it took us a long time last year to do so, and hopefully we can build on that.
And you know, finally, it's a big turnaround in that last few minutes. What do you hope this means to us? Do you see this as a stepping stone, an opportunity for us to really build and grow on this?
I hope we learn from it, mainly. Learn as a group massively from it, because I don't think we'll sort of get away with that at times. But on the other hand, you can take a lot of positives out. It depends on how you look at it. One thing that you have to do in football, and at all levels, you have to keep a level head and look at things logically. And I know that changing there's good ability. You know, at times we're not going to play well. When we don't play well, I thought early on we thought we'd play quite well and we were in total control. And then it's about, like I say, can we take more control and can we be ruthless in those situations? So, yeah, we'll take a lot of learning from it.